Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title, Mario?
Hi, my name is Mario Iacampo. I'm the producer and the artistic director of the immersive experience, Van Gogh, the immersive experience.
And so how long have you been around? I know it's produced by, Exhibition Hub, I guess, and the ticket, your vendor is Fever, too. But how long has Van Gogh immersive experience been around?
Since 2017, we've done it in over 18 cities all over the world. We've been to Israel, we've been to Beijing, China, we've been to the UK, Belgium, obviously, where our head office is, Italy, Spain, Germany, Austria, and so we've presented the experience in all these countries and cities. And every time we present it, we add something. You know, there's a constant evolution to the content and to the little things that, you know, we want that come to us along the way. And we're planning a big one in Washington D.C., being the capital, of course. So we have to plan something bigger than everywhere else.
Gotcha. And so speaking of the D.C. Location, obviously I know you have. You're planning other U.S. locations, I think, Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Miami, New York, Philadelphia. I was reading on the website. But in terms of the D.C. one, tickets just went on sale last Friday, and, you know, we ran a story on WTOP about that. What do you have planned for D.C.? Is it a secret location? Like, do you know when you're going to announce that?
We're shooting to announce D.C. in the next 14 days, the location.
That's okay, great, it'll be this summer. Like, I guess are you just waiting on COVID for an exact date, or what's the plan?
Well, both. I mean, the nice thing about these immersive experiences and exhibitions in general is they're already starting out COVID friendly, if you want, because you know you have a layout and people start at one end and make their way to the other end. In the middle, they stop in the immersive experience and watch the immersive experience. But and you know, we're going to limit the number of people that we have at any one time. So it's not as if we don't like to, anyway, even under normal conditions, put too many people inside the exhibit, because you want people to enjoy it, and you want I don't want people to come to the exhibit and be in a hurry. I want people to come and have a zen experience. We have an original soundtrack. You know, we show over 300 of his works of art. We do a lot of explanations. If you want to read a lot, you can read a lot and watch the immersive. Or if you want to just, you know, if you're not interested in all the panels, well, you can come and watch the immersive. You know, we have an interactive area where you come in and you paint and draw, and we project your painting in a separate room, so you can see your work of art. And then the cherry on the cake for us is the virtual reality, the 10-minute virtual reality experience that we have. And that's, you know, it's exceptional. So we try, like I said, you know, we try and have people comfortably, if they want, to have a 1.5-hour experience. If they want to stay longer, they can stay 2 hours. If they want to stay less, you know, they stay less time. But we try and have a full experience. And when people leave, they leave with a little bit of the artist. And hopefully they can go home and learn a lot more about the artist.
Awesome. Take me into some of the numbers, like sort of what you have on the website with the 20,000 square foot spectacle, 360 degree projections, all that kind of stuff. Like, give me a good little soundbite of, you know, the tech specs there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we have over 60 projectors throughout the exhibit, because over and above the main room, you know, we have mapping on a vase. We've recreated a vase which is 6 feet tall, and it's a half vase. And on one side of it, we project over 30 of the vases that he painted. So that's even before you go into the main room. We have mapping on the floor as you're walking through the exhibit that you can feel. You know, you can be in fields, you can be in Starry Night, and we have a documentary. And over and above that, you know, we have an experience, if you want, in the main room, which is going to be over 30 feet high, and that we project on four walls, and as well as on the floor. And the ceiling is covered in a story field. So you feel you're in there. You've moved into Van Gogh's world. And for 35 minutes of experience, you know, we have lawn chairs that you can just chill, you know, and watch the show and listen to the music. So we have, we really try and recreate an easygoing experience that's for family, adults, seniors, everyone. Some of the other figures, you know, we represent over 300 of his works of art in the overall experience. We have over 15,000 square feet of screen, just screen material that people can watch. You know, over 30 feet high. You know, the big thing about these and why the height of the building is so important is because it's a little bit like an IMAX theater. You know, when you're standing in front, your eyes lose the perspective of the edges, and that creates the immersive, because your eyes are now only seeing, and your brain is only seeing this spectacle.
I mean, yeah, it sounds real. Sounds really immersive.
Exactly. And the VR experience, which is exceptional.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that now. So tell me, go a little more in depth into the 10-minute virtual reality component. I know it's sort of like a day in the life of the artist, kind of where you're walking alongside Van Gogh. So explain what we see.
Well, basically, we wake up in the morning to the sound of roosters, and we're in Van Gogh's bedroom that he painted. From the bedroom, we come out and we travel to the city of Arles. The city of Arles is important because some of his most iconic paintings that we recognize, like Starry Night on the Rhone, The Siesta, The Café, all of those, were painted while he was in Arles. And so what we do there is we start from the bedroom and we walk through the fields in and around the city of Arles and the city itself of Arles, and we stop from time to time, where we see the scene that sparked Van Gogh, if you want, to paint a certain scene. So we're walking along, and then, you know, we come across the yellow house, and then we stop in front of the yellow house, and the whole scene becomes his painting, transforms into his painting. You know, we arrive at the siesta with the couple sleeping on the bales of hay, and then slowly that becomes one of his paintings. We arrive at the Starry Night scene, same thing. We arrive at the Starry Night on the Rhone, and it becomes the painting Starry Night on the Rhone. And so and the whole thing is done in a horse and buggy atmosphere, like of the times. So you're traveling on your own horse and buggy. That's the feeling.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, 360 degrees, you know, it's a little over 10 minutes. And, you know, it's interesting with virtual reality, because a lot of people have heard about these funny goggles, you know, what are they like, what's really happening. But until you put them on and you watch a 360 experience and a graphical experience, I would say there's less than probably 3 or 4% of the public that actually seen an art exhibit in the virtual reality. And so you get this amazing reaction from the public, from children all the way to retired people. I mean, everybody has the same reaction. They can't believe what they're seeing. So, again, you know, it's another element of the immersive experience.
Gotcha. Yeah, it sounds really, really cool. Thanks for putting all that. It's like a visual and audio, too, a sensory
exactly.
Spectacle.
Everything is done to audio. Everything we do is synced to audio, an original soundtrack
cool.
on top of that.
Who composed the soundtrack? Like, I guess my question is, what music are we listening to?
Thomas Sohe is a Belgian composer, and it's composed. He composed it from scratch. He's a Belgian composer. Beautiful soundtrack. I mean, really, really fits the show. Really fits the show.
Awesome. So we ran a story last Friday, because obviously that was when the tickets went on sale. I got a couple emails from listeners that were, they were like confused whether, like, they thought they were buying tickets to like a New York one. Basically there's several different, immersive Van Gogh experiences. So, what do you say to our listeners? Like, explain to our listeners why there's multiple ones, because it's in the public domain and that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, the the Van Gogh art itself, the original works, are in the public domain. So obviously everyone is free to create their own interpretation of his works. We feel that we have a completely different approach in that the additional galleries which talk about the artist and talk about the art, we are the only ones that really do that. As far as the presentation itself, the immersive experience itself, we work through his works of art so people can see them in full view and complete before they become an immersive element. Everybody's show is good. I mean, I'm not criticizing someone else. I'm just speaking about what makes our show unique, if you want, because our approach is quite different.
Absolutely. I mean, like anything in the free market, if there's going to be differences that pop up, you know, on the same subject.
Yeah, exactly,
so.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I want to I'm trying to just make sure – I just want to communicate with our listeners. If they bought tickets through Fever, do you – like, is there, like, a phone number they could – if they have questions, is there, like, a phone number they should call? Or, like, do you guys offer refunds if they bought to the wrong thing? Or, you know, what guidance should you give – could we give them on that?
Look, it's really, you know, very simple. We created a show. We're going to come to Washington. If for whatever reason someone is not completely sure about what they did, for sure they can go on our website and there's a number to contact. They can write to us at the info, and we'll answer them right away and clarify anything. If at the end of the day they feel that somehow they bought the wrong ticket, then obviously we'll refund them. That's not an issue. Not an issue at all.
What is the do you have the? Because I was on the website trying to find a phone number and I couldn't. I have the number. I have Oliver's number, the PR guy, but I don't know if he wants me to give his actual number out or not. But do you? Is there like an actual I don't know if it's a box office number or what's the number on the website that you're mentioning? Because I want to make sure I give people that just in case they want
to
call.
I'd have to look for it myself since I never use it.
Yeah.
but what I propose is that they go on to info. At Van Gogh on our website.
So just email us. What is it? Info@vangogh.com.
Info@vangoghexperience.com.